seeds love and what makes it grow. And it's all we need, we need to know. Where's love come from? Where's love go? Feel good every day since last year. Yeah, that's the way to be. So let's just keep it going. Man, it's a perfect day for bluegrass, and that's what we'll play a little bit for you. We're going to do a little song that pays tribute to the working men and women out there. Mm-hmm. All of you got a job, even if you don't get paid, you do some work. We appreciate it. Sudden.
wrinkles on my face, it's a price to pay for running this race. I'm saving up my wages, I put them in the bank. I'm paying on the mortgage and I'm filling the tank. I'm saving up for college for a rainy day. I'm a rain out of the chillin', I'm a working away. I do what I can to keep the wolf from the door. I'm working like my father and his mother before.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the guitar from Candler, North Carolina, please make welcome, you know him and you love him, Mr. Brian Sutton. New to the band here, and it was a great honor to have him with us on the five-string banjo from the great state of Illinois, pronounced usually Illinois. Except in bluegrass when you add S's at will. Add and subtract at will in the bluegrass way. Anyway, that's Mr. Noam Pachalny. Back on the bass, a man that's very popular in the bluegrass music down through the years. He's won the IBMA Awards for the Bassist of the Year several times. Longtime member of the Del Mercury Band. And he plays all the bluegrass instruments. He sings baritone on Take Me in Your Lifeboat. And his name is Mike Bubb. Here's a tune, another working tune. This is a good folk song, you know, the guy dies in it. And, but the guy that lives, he's got a girlfriend. He's hoping he'll see her at the end. We hope it actually comes true. We never really find out. Do you still want to hear the song? Yeah, okay. It's in the key of A if you're playing alone. My girl's waiting for me. Thank you.
meadow sand, burying by the river strand. My girl's waiting for me. It's one more night and one more day. The logs will reach the river bay. I'll skin off these tars and I will say, my girl's waiting for me.
I want to shout out to David Ferguson mixing the sound. It's first time at Telluride. He was a little dismayed walking around yesterday for the first time, but I think he's well acclimated after several beers. And we're going to sing a song in the key of C. We got any West Virginians in the house? In the field, there's one. Yeah. Rube Felicelli. For mayor of Mountain Village. Dance, you hippie, dance. Dance, you hippie, dance. Yonder comes a hippie. How do you think I know? He got his long hair hanging and I smell patchouli. Oh well. Dance, you hippie, dance. Dance, you hippie, dance. You hippie dance. All right, this is another song. Anyway, I come from West Virginia. And there used to be a guy come sell fruits and vegetables on our street every Tuesday afternoon or morning. I'm not sure when he came. I remember my mom would be waiting for him because she didn't have to go to the grocery store that day. She gets her frozen meat out of the thought and be ready for him, see what was good. You can hear him coming. His name was Mr. Menya, Tony Magna. He'd sing a little song about what he had for sale. You hear him coming. See my mom coming, you know. about 5 feet tall, but he was a smooth operator. You know, he just starts singing, these women come around with their pocketbooks ready to give him their money. Looked like a good job. You see my mom come in and say, hello, Mrs. O'Brien. I know what you like. I've got some tomatoes I saved just for you there. So ripe and sweet and juicy, they're about to split apart. I got them in a sack in the back. I'll go get them. I got potatoes, I got aubergine, I got okra. Then we wait for the middle of July, we start to hear him sing this one. I got sweet corn, thank you. Okay, we're gonna do a song about a dog. We forgot to do it just then, but that was okay. This is called Red Dog in the Morning, Black Dog in the Afternoon. Red Dog in the Morning, Black Dog Howling at the Moon. It's time to tune up on the old bluegrass stage. Actually, we should have tuned up beforehand. I'd like to introduce a new feature in the group, My Beard. It's back after 30 years. I think it was a Telluride in about 1983. My son started grabbing at it. Rusty beard. And my mandolin's got a beard too. Yeah. Do you care? Doesn't really matter, does it? Moment of silence. For just whatever. And this is called Red Dog in the Morning.
It's a red dog in the morning. It's a black dog in the afternoon. It's a red dog in the morning. Black dog howling at the moon. Scrape your tennis team. You take your corn to the milk pond.
session here. I'm going to play a song alert for Mr. Dirk Powell. I'm no stranger to Telluride. He learned it from a fellow named Tommy Gerald from Mount Airy, North Carolina. How many Tommy Gerald fans out there? All-time music icon. Great storyteller, banjo player, fiddle player. And he was very influential. I was reminded of this. He would invite all the young kids that wanted to learn really from anywhere in the world to come stay at his house. He'd sleep on the couch and give you his bed, show you all he could show you. And I was reminded of his influence when I was in Sweden with Hot Rise all these years ago, back about 1981 or so. We arrived late to the gig. Big crowd there waiting to get in, and we were, you know, embarrassed because we were late, and I slid the door to the van open. Here's a guy with a leather cowboy hat, comes right up to me and says, "Y'all want a chaw tobacco?" I said, "No thanks." He said, "How about some moonshine?" I said, "Maybe after the show." He said, "Are y'all gonna play some G-Runs?" I loves G-Runs. I said, "Yeah, we're gonna get some G-Runs for you." I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "Down south." And I said, "Where in the south?" He said, "South of Sweden." And turned out he had learned to speak English at Tommy Gerald's house. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, this is a blast, and I want to send one out to all the folks at the country store. Do such a fine job out there. We're missing one this year. You've been hearing about Floyd O'Kelly. Have you been Floyded today? Got Floyded? I'm Floyded every day. Floyd O'Kelly. Here's a new song. Send out to all the friends of Floyd. Fuffs. I wrote the song with Sarah DeRose. She did a great show earlier, didn't she? That was so fine. So fine. And Lake Street Dive, man. That's just the start of the day? Come on. What the hell? What are we doing here? And bluegrass. Here's one called The Water Is Wise. To do that in front of 10,000 of your friends.
When I was younger, I asked lots of questions. I asked and asked, but no one seemed to hear. And I was the one who should have been listening. Now I know I have nothing to fear. It never starts with
Sarah. We're going to get Sarah Giroux out here to sing. Is that okay? I'm actually starting to remember to read my set list. Make her welcome Sarah Giroux.
Between the lines.
Thanks, Sarah. All right. And we're going to try another new song out on you. And we'd like to invite to the stage that wonderful member of Lake Street Dive. Make welcome Mike McDuck, if he's back here. He's going to play a song he's never played before. We didn't tell anybody he was coming either in the tech world, so they're figuring out to put a mic up. That's okay. He's loud, but not that loud. You know, all the instruments can play bluegrass, not just the mandolins and the fiddles and the basses and the go-go's and the guitars and the bass, all my silver bass. We got the trumpets, we got the accordions, and the bluegrass saxophone's always a good one, and the bluegrass drummers. Anyway, this is a new song, and it's a true story. Well, they say that life's a gamble. You can't know what's in store. Just when it seems it's one thing, then another walks through the door. I thought nothing could surprise me. I thought I'd seen it all before. Until that fateful morning, I woke up with the palm of the door. Most days I wake up early when the birds start to sing. She's the one who wears my ring. Well, I tried hard not to wake her. I got up and I tiptoed out. But when I got to the bathroom mirror, I let out a rowdy shout. It was a pompadour. It was a pompadour. But it was not just some bedhead. Did not look like hell. It was like a range of mountains. It swooped high before it fell. I thought I might be dreaming. I pinched myself to tell, but no, I looked like Christopher Walken. Run him up with the styling gel. It was a pompadour. It was a pompadour. Group the Punch Cards, we love them. We'd like to make their fiddler welcome, Mr. George Richards. Please make welcome George Richards from the Punch Cards. The Punch Cards. It's really Gabe Witcher from the Punch Cards, ladies and gentlemen. Make him welcome, okay? He's coming out here to play the fiddle for you. I'm going to consult my schedule here very quickly. So today is Sat Friday, right? Okay, great. We should have just enough time to do everything we planned. Thank you. We're going to feature Noam Pikelny, our fabulous banjoist, and from the great state of Illinois and the land of Lincolns. And Yogi from Skokie. Cool. This is one that, did you record this one recently? You did, actually. And it's called The Big Sandy River. It goes something, but not exactly like this. Next song. And this was the Bluegrass Song of the Year several years ago. It was sung by the male vocalist of the year that year.
Who was that, Tim O'Brien?
He also, that guy was also a Grammy winner.
Who was that, Tim O'Brien?
That was Tim O'Brien, that's right. That was me. Yes, I'm very proud of myself. Trying to build up my ego. My head was shrinking, my hat didn't fit anymore, it was blowing off, so trying to get it swelled up a little bit to fit the hat. Anyway, this is a song about a guy who was an auctioneer all his life. He traded livestock. He learned more about people, he said, in all those years. that he learned about last stop, and it's called Look Down at Lonesome Road. Changing of generations. You know, as soon as I was 19 years old, I tried some college, and then I saved up some money working at a tree nursery to buy I worked at a tree nursery, sort of loading flagstone and all kind of stupid stuff, and in order to save up money to buy a car so I could get out on my own. And I moved from West Virginia all the way to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. My dad said, "You want to go as far away as possible, don't you?" Well, I could be further, he said, well. But if my kids are the same, they wanted to get away, and I don't blame them a bit. Now I kind of wish, you know, my parents are around, they're not, and my kids are gone, and that's where it flipped there. So, but it's great. And when your parents go, then you're the next one up to the turnstile. And it's interesting. Anyway, do I sound depressed? No, I love it. How many grandparents out there in the audience? Yeah, baby. This is my 37th telluride. I'm feeling pretty good about it. Anyway, this is about missing your kids, missing your folks. Letter in the mail.
start your day. But the postmark says you're far away, across the fields and deserts wide, the mountains in the western sky, out where the sun sets on the sea, so very far away from me. Thank you.
Stage, and we're going to play one more song of his and kind of get out of the way. We really enjoyed playing for you. I'm going to be around all weekend, of course. I've got a workshop tomorrow. I'm going to go back to the country store if anybody wants to say hello. Just be around all. It's a nice party night, really. Tomorrow I got work and more. Hot Rod's got to get together and all that. And that's fun, but tonight it's festival. Anyway, thanks once again to Noam Pokelny, Brian Sutton, Mike Bubb, Dave Witcher, Mike McGuck, Sarah Jarosz, and all of you. And David Ferguson on the sound. Thanks to Skip, thanks to Craig, thanks to everybody that puts on this festival. Julie, so helpful. Smoother every year. I don't believe how it can be more smooth. They just roll with the punches, and they just come up winning every time, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a hand. Here's one old buddy Charles Sawtelle used to say, this is in the key of lickety-split. It's called the Tombstone Blues.
Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley,